This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's the snap. Watson looking, taking his time, stepping out to the right. Deshaun wants to run across the five, and there's a flag down in the end zone. Watson runs in for the touchdown. Deshaun calls for the ball. Here's the snap. Watson fakes the give, steps out to his left. Watson wants to run, and he dives for the goal line. He's in! Deshaun Watson twisting his way into the end zone to grab the lead for Houston.
Texans win. Huge win for the Houston Texans. John Lopez threw out the word Super Bowl. That didn't go on deaf ears, John. John Lopez threw out the word the Super Bowl.
Let's be clear. I said, for the first time in my life, I feel like the Texans are capable of winning a Super Bowl. Where am I wrong? Show me where I'm wrong.
And we got a, well, I mean, I can. They can beat anybody. We got a text, 713-572-4610. Question for Landry, are the Texans still bedwetters? The answer to that is no. I mean, I think I prefaced that just fine on Football Friday where I said, until proven otherwise. Mm-hmm. They proved otherwise yesterday with the win against the Kansas City Chiefs. So, as long as you got Deshaun Watson as your leader, you do have a chance. However, is there a decision that needs to be made in regards to the kicking situation? We'll get into that in 10 minutes because there's a disagreement on the show as to how Kyahmi Fairbairn should be handled. I'm going to come to his defense against the OG. But yesterday, the nightcap of all nightcaps for the city of Houston and really for the sports world as a whole, the Houston Astros with the game tied at two in the bottom of the 11th, they walk it off behind a Carlos Correa home run. This was the Correa game, John Lopez, and I know a lot of people wanted to go to freaking bed, and they didn't want any part of these extra innings, but it happened. And it was sweet, and luckily the Astros got the W, and now we're in a situation where you have basically a best of five against the Yankees with Gerrit Cole on the mound in game three. That's exactly what you want.
I was in bed watching the end of it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it was pretty late. It was pretty awesome.
You know you got it good when you're complaining because you got to stay up and watch an ALCS game against the Yankees.
Exactly. I was late. And just, you know, the thing about baseball that's so different, we've talked about it, how you have time to think, you see the pictures of people in the stands, you know, wringing their hands or covering their mouths with their hands and you know, tension and pressure is, you know, you had this time to think about it. But then we've talked about how the Yankees have used their bullpen a lot because they have
nine pitchers yesterday.
They feel like they have no margin for error against the likes of Verlander and Cole. The Astros did a hell of a job with their pitching staff now. I mean, those guys came through when they needed to keep it at two. The Yankees have every bit the offense that the Astros do, if not more. And
chill, man.
And you just shut them down there at the end as well.
Yeah, and I think that the hard thing for me to watch is seeing the most historic franchise maybe in sports. I mean, the Yankees are up there. Watching the Yankees play this gimmicky Tampa Bay Ray-like baseball is just hard for me. It's a hard pill for me to swallow, mm-hmm. where you're bringing in nine pitchers, it's every other batter, and you're doing this gimmicky stuff. To me, that's just hard for me to watch. Maybe I'm old school, but I think this is I think this new thing that everyone's doing, this analytics in baseball, is just so Mickey Mouse. I want my starter going out there, give me five, six, whatever. I'm not going to say nine, but taking a guy out after three innings and then taking out, you know, the reliever after that, like Boone did when he was unhittable, mm-hmm. and then it ended up backfiring. I'm glad it happened, but George Steinbrenner's got to be rolling over in his grave having to watch this garbage. And I think when you start doing stuff like this, you either do it because you have to, like you're the Rays, or you do it because you're scared. And I think that's what the Yankees are right now, is scared. I think they sacrificed themselves, and I think they threw all their chips on the table yesterday. It could have worked out yesterday, and if it would have worked out, it would have been worth it. But because you did this, because you've given the Astros lineup a look at all these guys, because these guys are getting high pressure. You hear Smoltz talk about it a lot. Now, you can say this guy pitched a third, this guy pitched an inning, this guy pitched two thirds, and you can say that, but high pressure situations like the one these are doing, these wear on you a lot more than just any normal outing in game 81 or something like that.
Sure.
I think they threw all their chips on the table. I think they sold their soul to the baseball devil. I think the Yankees are scared, and I think it's pathetic to see that the New York Yankees are doing this gimmicky ass Tampa Bay Rays type thing that I had to watch. I thought I was done with that, but apparently I'm not. But it's good from a Houston perspective because they are clearly scared of the Astros.
I think you're clearly in their heads, especially Aaron Boone's, and he's being pretty quick with the trigger, which, you, let's be fair, you are in the postseason anyway. You tend to go to your bullpen in situational moments, more so anyway, but not this much.
That's ridiculous.
I thought you said that, you know, he did what he had to. You'd rather them do what they had to. I think he had to make the change with Paxton. It wasn't a must, but he had squeezed out of some bad situations here and there. It could have been three or four runs the Astros scored on him. He limited the Astros to one, so you could see where they got out of Paxton. But then Chad Green was just untouchable, and they got out of that, and then they immediately gave up a run without Avino.
Yeah, and I mean, this is just, there was some criticism of Boone, you know, as far as his handling of the bullpen. I know Nick Turturro was pretty ticked off about it.
He's mad about everything.
He's a mad guy, but this is, if you'd have won this, it would have paid off, but I think this is gonna hurt them in the long term, the way in which Aaron Boone did this. I think it's disgraceful. By the way, I didn't really hear too many people complaining about the announcers. I actually like, I love...
Because the Astros won.
I love listening to Buck and Smoltz on the call, but as much as I like access... The managers don't need to be interviewed during the game of an ALCS. Like I love the access. I appreciate it. It's a few quick questions. That's unnecessary. That does not need to happen.
I agree. I was almost uncomfortable watching it. Just because
are you kidding me?
If it's an all-star game or whatever, yeah, have some fun. You know, if it's a regular season game in Puerto Rico or some foreign country, and well, I know they don't start texting.
Whoa,
I know they're a territory, or in Cuba or something. And you want to have the manager, that's fine. But I said, why are they doing this to him?
I don't need to see that.
And it was a tied game or a one run game, and he's in there and they're questioning about his move from Paxton.
Yeah, and he's sitting there talking as the pitch
like,
is going.
What's going on?
I'm like, man, what are we doing here? Like, I like access, but I do have some respect for what the coach is.
Good for him for admitting to do. I mean, for
Aaron Boone.
That.
He was a media type, you know, before he took this job. But my goodness, that's a little ridiculous. Steve, you're on In the Loop. 713-572-4610. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Hey guys, thanks for the call. You convinced me on the Texan win today, but. I'm looking at a 300-pound elephant in the middle of the room, and that's the re-signing of Cole. And I want to be back in the same position we are here next year, but I'm looking to, you guys mentioned Tucker and the right fielder, and I'm just thinking a right fielder is pulling $13 million a year. Maybe you know, Tucker does have a higher percentage than
Red. Reddick, yeah. Why are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not trying. I appreciate the call. Why are we
looking at the off season?
Yeah, why are we doing that? I mean, the Astros just won. They got basically a best of five ahead of them with the Yankees, and then you got the World Series. What have we really gotten to the point in Houston where we were starving for a championship so bad, where we were crying about how cursed we were and how terrible things are?
Talk about
and
first this, world problems.
To where all of a sudden we're looking ahead to the off season amidst a October baseball run. Like, I love the Gerrit Cole situation is going to be interesting. And yes, every time he has a good outing, we're going to talk about how much money he's made or whatever.
Well,
there's time for that. Man, like just sit here and embrace this. Like, I don't want to get ahead to the offseason while I'm watching something that, you know, we would have killed for 3 years ago. Now all of a sudden, I'm supposed to sit here and look ahead to the Astros, even. Against the best franchise in the history of baseball,
somebody
and I'm supposed to
earlier.
Sit here and talk about it. Like, do you want to break down like the off season like right now?
Yeah, that's not
can't
the time
even
to
say
do
it straight, man.
Someone called earlier and said, someone called earlier and said, I don't like the bottom of this lineup.
Okay.
Carlos Correa's batting seventh.
Okay.
He just had the best game of his life.
All right, your catcher's not going to be able to hit a lot of the time, okay? Breaking news. Like, Robinson Chirinos is not a very good hitter, okay? Josh Reddick hasn't been hitting very well. You got Kyle Tucker, you have Mariznick down there, okay. But my God, they're tied with the freaking Yankees in the ALCS, and we got folks wanting to call in talking about the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it a little bit. My goodness. 713-572-4610 to get in. We're going to try to enjoy it.
Enjoy it while next. You can, like Fairbairn.
Yeah. Speaking of that, one of us thinks that Fairbairn should be cut today. The other one thinks he shouldn't. We'll discuss that. We'll take some more calls. 713-572-4610. Victory Reaction Monday continues next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.